to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Gee, if it's the end of the song, does that mean I'm late? It's Friday, folks. What can I tell you? It's National Intel Report, and we are live on this 23rd day of November, 2007. And I had a scheduled guest today, and I just visited his place of business, and he wasn't ready to do the program today. So it will be a drop back five and punt program. But it's a good day for an open phone Friday. A lot of you people are sitting around today. You're going to have four-day weekends. We don't. But at any rate, a lot of you folks out there are listening from home. So it's an open phone Friday. Anything you want to talk about? Your Thanksgiving, Lions-Packer game. Oh, goodness. Earlier in the day with... James Martinez, we do cash flow, and he said that he went to a crazy dinner, and I think he said Armenians, and I don't know where Armenia is at, but at any rate, these people couldn't understand what's wrong with Americans because of all their credit card debt. And I said, well, you guys were watching the football game? Oh, yeah, we watched it. And I said, well, I would have been happy to interrupt to get on the phone and do a conference call with people that, well, if that was their form of entertainment yesterday, watching that game. if I was the scheduling guru for football, folks, I would have had the Jets playing the Lions and Dallas playing Green Bay. It would have been better numbers, at least, for one of the football games. At any rate, so I will have Kevin scheduled out for next Wednesday. And that's Kevin Dashty. He does his own monthly journal of sorts. We will talk about that. And also who's going to come with him is a comedian based out of Round Rock. And it's not going to be a comedy show, so don't get worried here. But at any rate, he's an up-and-coming comedian, and he's a clean comedian. Have you ever heard of a Christian comedian before? You ever heard of one of those? I haven't. And I said, well, you know, and he had a crack at getting on HBO. Until they asked him, well, what kind of comedy you do? And he said, well, I do clean comedy. They said, thank you, but no thank you. Now, I remember when I was a kid, Bill Cosby. And that's when they had vinyl long-playing albums. Remember those? Why Is There Air? I thought that's what comedy was about, making people laugh without insulting them and calling them names and swearing all over creation. I guess times have changed. At any rate, we'll get on with the program right after this break. It's an open phone Friday, 800-313-9443. You don't call, I don't talk. We'll just play music. That always gets them. All right, we'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Biscardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, we're back. Ron Paul was on Face the Nation Sunday. And I'll tell you what, he does so much better when he has time to talk. And I forget this guy's name, Bob Seifert, Schufert, something like that. At any rate, he does the Face the Nation program. I'm going to play that clip, and he was on last Sunday. But take note of he has a sense of humor, meaning Ron Paul, given the time to talk in a more relaxed setting. He's less apt to stumble over himself, comes across so much better. But I want you to take note during this interview. Now, does this guy take Ron Paul seriously? He's talking to him as if he is a child. And you will see exactly what I mean. Would you sit here and do this to Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney or Hillary Clinton? Would you throw softball, just garbage questions at your guest? But he was friendly about it. But at any rate, here's the interview. Maybe. Maybe. It's Friday. Oh, gosh. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to try this again. Okay. And here we go. Okay. I fooled you, didn't I? I got to bring the thing up again. I had to cancel it out. The computer jammed. And now it's all it's doing is giving me a... What's that mean on a computer screen? When you... Where you see the hand with the little finger up. Okay, hold on here a second. Okay. Back up. All right. There we go.
And with us now, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, congressman from the Houston area. Congressman, I have to be honest with you. Until you got on the Internet last week and raised about $4 million, I don't think a lot of people took you very seriously. How in the world did you do that?
Well, I guess the first confession I have to make is I didn't do it. My campaign people did it. The people who volunteered put it all together. Our campaign had...
Did you know this was
going to happen? We knew it was going on, and of course we didn't discourage it, but we had no control of it. We didn't organize it, and one individual decided to have a special day, which was November 5th.
And who was that? This person?
His name is Kleiman, and he's from Miami. I've talked to him once on the phone to thank him, but I've never met him. He's never been involved in politics, and he heard about me, about the war issue, looked up the website. He said, boy, I agree with everything he says. It's the first time he's ever gotten involved. He says, I think I'll raise him some money, and he did it. And it just goes to show, I think, how powerful the message is that we have. I don't think it's me, myself. I don't think it's the organization as much as the philosophy of limited government and freedom that people are just starved for.
Let me just ask you, you and I are probably close to the same age. Did you know anything about the Internet or much about it when you got into this campaign?
I was pretty much, I wouldn't say that I was anything like a computer expert. I don't know how to program or anything, but I've used a computer, especially since I went back to Congress in 97. That's when I got my first computer, and I used it a lot for mostly research. I mean, it's just, to me, unbelievable what you can find out on the Internet.
It's very interesting. You have advocated pulling out of Iraq.
That's right.
What do you feel about Iran? Do you see that as a threat to this country?
No, I think...
You don't?
No, I think Iran. I think our policy toward Iran is a threat. That's what I fear. You know, I fear that tomorrow we might bomb Iran. That really scares me. But Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. Our CIA said they might, and they're thinking about it, but they've committed no crimes. Matter of fact, the UN inspectors say that they have had no evidence that they're working on a nuclear weapon. So the fact that we might bomb them, that our other candidates say that they won't take anything off the table, even the nuclear first strike, that's what really scares me. If we don't like $100 oil, wait till it hits $200 oil if we bomb Iran.
So we just leave them there and let them go about their business, and if they get a nuclear weapon?
No, we have a more sensible policy. We talk to them, and we trade with them. We remove the sanctions. I mean, the Soviets had 40,000 of them. And, you know, I was called to military duty in 1962 during the Cuban crisis, the height of the Cold War, and we won...
Yeah.
The Cold War. We didn't have to go to a nuclear war. We won that by being strong and talking to the Soviets. We talked to Khrushchev. At the height of that crisis, we agreed to take missiles out of
Turkey. We also had as many nuclear weapons as they had.
Right, and we have a lot more than Iran
well,
has.
What about,
Iran has none.
What about Pakistan? They've got a bunch.
Yeah. And look,
do you see them as a threat?
I see our policy as a threat because we've been subsidizing. And here we have evidence that they've been turning over information to the North Koreans. We reward people who get nuclear weapons. The Pakistanis have had a nuclear weapon. They have a military dictatorship. They overthrew an elected government. And what do? We send them $11 billion. So why shouldn't Iran want to get a nuclear weapon? We might send them more money. I mean, the Indians have some, so we give them money. So I think we need to not reward people with nuclear weapons, and we need to neutralize our hostility because we build up incentives for those individuals to want to get a nuclear weapon, and I think the whole thing backfires on us.
Well, let me... I want to just get your take on what you think the government ought to do. You've already said you're anti-war. We know you're anti-abortion. You're anti-drug.
You're going to love this, by the way. He flips this right back on the host.
Let's see. You're anti-income tax. You want to do away with that. You're anti-United Nations. You're anti-World Bank. You're anti-International Monetary Fund. And there must be some other things that you're against. But what is it that you see that the government ought to do besides deliver the mail?
Well, everything that you have said, you can turn that into a pro. I'm pro-Constitution. I'm pro-liberty. I'm pro-sound money. I'm pro-states' rights. I'm pro-liberty. I want people to take care of themselves. I'm pro-free markets and private property. I'm pro-Second Amendment. So every time they say you're anti-something means you have to be pro-something. And I think that what is happening today is that people have lost confidence in the government, and they see that what I stand for and what our campaign stands for, this is what has made America great. Freedom is what made America great, not welfareism and socialism and government controls and invading our homes and loss of our privacy. That is what the people don't like.
We're going to take a little break here. We'll come back and talk about this some more in a minute. Back again with Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. You do not see the threats to this country that so many others see. Do you think we ought to even have a military, Congressman?
Oh, obviously. That's one of the responsibilities we have as national defense, and I think that's where we have fallen down. We defended Seoul, Korea better on 9/11 than we did Washington, D.C. So I think we're in the wrong places, and we forget about our own country. And I think we're bankrupting our country today because we're every place. We have an empire. We're in 130 countries. We have 700 bases overseas, and we're building new ones, 14 new ones in Iraq. This is why we're in trouble. We have a weakened national defense, and also we're antagonizing those people that we sort of invade and occupy.
So what do you do? We build a wall around this country and put all our military here, or you don't want them anyplace else?
It wouldn't hurt to bring the military home, but
Bring them all home.
Sure. Korea, how long should we stay in Korea? How long should we stay in Europe? Why should we give them that subsidies? Why are we in Japan? I'd bring them home. But I'm not an isolationist. I don't believe in walls. I believe in free trade and maximum travel, sharing of ideas, diplomacy, and talking to people. It's actually the opposite of isolationism. Today we have a sort of a neo-isolationism. We have less friends and more enemies. We go on the own. We don't talk to people. And I think that's the wrong way to go. I think we could have a much stronger national defense if we changed our policy. I'm not just for changing tactics in Iraq. I'm for changing our foreign policy that has gone astray, not in this administration, but maybe over the last 100 years.
You also want to go back to the gold standard.
Yeah.
Why?
Because paper doesn't make any sense. People sort of make fun of the gold standard, but what people should be making fun of is this idea that if government comes up short, they just print it. And that's what we've been doing essentially since 1971. It encourages big government. It is the creation of inflation. It causes the business cycle. It causes all our bubbles. And it undermines the middle class. It makes poor people pay an invisible tax, which is called inflation. There's a transfer of wealth when you have paper money from the middle class and the poor to the wealthy. That's why you have billionaires on Wall Street and you have people in the middle class now. They can't make ends meet, and why people on retirement benefits, their cost of living is going up much faster than their income. So inflation, that is fiat money, the opposite of gold, is very, very destructive to the political and economic process.
One final question. Are you going to go back to the internet and have another of these fundraising days?
I'm not, but I hear there's another one coming on the 16th. I think it has something to do with the Boston Tea Party. So I'll tell you what, there may be another big day, and I will be encouraging them, just because of the laws, their independent expenditures, I don't know what they're doing, but I mean, it sounds great. So if we have another $4 million day, I guess it won't hurt our campaign.
About 30 seconds left. Do you really sincerely believe that you have a chance to get the nomination?
Well, I really believe if your name is on the ballot, there is a chance, that might happen. But I'm very realistic. But compared to 12 months ago, I would say that it's much more likely now. But I also know what the odds are. But I'll tell you what, don't try and tell my supporters that there's not a chance, because they believe it, and matter of fact, they're making me a more credible candidate and about convincing me that, I'm taking that risk. My name is out there. I may well win.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this
morning.
Back with him.
I just might win. You see what I was talking about, folks? About the unintelligent questions that this man was asking and the approach that he took it. Thank you, Ron, for flipping that back on him. I mean, I was called anti-government in newspapers, and I called him up and I said, no, I'm for a constitutional and honest government. What's anti-government about that? We'll break. 800-313-9443. Back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Update on the S-1959, this homegrown terror prevention bill, now in the Senate. And if you need to be reminded, the S-1959 is the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. The text of the bill to establish the National Commission on the Prevention of Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism and for Other Purposes... that was in Senate in the session this Friday, and that means today, folks, yesterday. No, that would have been Thanksgiving. They're not there. They have the date wrong here. But at any rate, they say use the U.S. Capitol switchboard toll-free numbers to call your two U.S. senators, or if you've got a mind to, there's only 100 of them and are toll-free numbers, and I've got a whole slew of these things, so I hope you're ready to copy. The toll-free numbers are as follows. I'm going to give you the 877 numbers first. 877-851-6437. Also, 762-8762. Those are the two 877 numbers. The two, or three rather, 866 numbers are as follows. 866-220-0044. 866-808-0065. And of course, let me see. Oh, here it is. 340-9281. Now the two 800s are as follows. 800-833-6354 and 800-862-5530. And, the sponsor on this thing is Senator Susan Collins. She's a Republican. Gotta love those neocons. They're the co-sponsors, and also Senator Norm Coleman, also a Republican out of Minnesota. And the bill of the text, introduced August 2nd, 2007, voted on in the House, signed by the President of Congress. This bill is the first step in the legislative process. Introduced bills go first to committee that deliberate, investigate, and revise them before they go to general debate. Yeah, like they're really going to debate this one. The majority of bills never make it out of committee, but I guarantee you this one will. Now, here's the last action on the bill. August 2nd of this year, read twice and referred to the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. The bill is in the first stage of the legislative process where the bill is considered in committee and may undergo significant changes in makeup sessions. The bill has been referred to the following committees: Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, and there is related legislation to other bills with the same title. And it gives you a list here. But at any rate, among the Republicans, the bill's dynamic duo of Collins and Coleman are in that group. It'll be whipped through this committee, perhaps with even greater speed. And whom can we count on among the other Senate Democrats to filibuster, table this jumped-up Alien and Sedition Act that, despite its standard operating procedure, any measure, by the way, should not violate the constitutional rights, and civil liberties of our citizenry and lawful permanent residents. So there it is. And I'll tell you what. The Democrats that are of weight up there, you need to lean on them, as well as the Republicans, folks. I mean, this brought forth to you, thank you to the neocons, you know, conservative Republicans USA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't know a constitution if it jumped out of it, grew legs and teeth, and jumped out of a bush and bit them on their backside. They wouldn't even know what it is. At any rate, how do you have an open phone Friday when nobody calls? I had a scheduled guest. Maybe they just want to hear me babble for 2 hours. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I get back, I'm going to give you the entire history of the World Bank and how it got started and who's involved. And folks, we do have, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of copies of this have gone out the door. But we have Freedom to Fascism, the official version, okay, for $1.25 a piece. You want some stocking stuffers this Christmas? Oh, buddy boy, I can't think of a gift that will keep on giving more day after day than Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Please, no orders under 10 copies. For that amount of money, folks, and the impact it'll have on people's lives, you couldn't invest your money better anyhow, anyway, anywhere, at any time. So we are offering that, folks. Okay? Another thing I wanted to bring up is the support of our advertisers. Folks, we don't have advertisers. We don't have a network. And we've got a product survey on republicbroadcasting.org to serve you better. What products are you looking for? What do you want to see more of? What don't you want to see? That kind of thing. No pay, no play. And I understand the economy's starting to tighten down a little bit, but I also know out that you were out there early this morning with your charge cards, charging for Christmas. Well, if you value this network and all of its radio talk show hosts, you will support this network through its advertisers. Need a product to buy? Listen to the ads. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let us go to the telephone. Notice I did not say telephones. Wayne in British Columbia. Hello, Wayne.
Hello there, John. I just had a couple of things on my mind, but one thing I want to correct you on, I believe with that bill, I think it's H.R. 1955, not 59.
No, that the 55 was the House version, the 59 is the Senate
okay.
version. Yeah.
All right, then I'm not up to speed on that.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Good. Now, I've heard you mention a few times lately that, you know, you think the 9/11 thing is kind of passe now, not going to go anywhere.
Well, no, I don't see it. It's not going to go. Well, I think it's reached its effective shelf life, and mm-hmm. whatever impact positive that it had is about what we're going to get out of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it was 9/11 that really woke me up to the whole New World Order thing, to the money thing, to everything, really. And you know, and of course, it 9/11 is the key to getting some peace in this world, too, as far as I'm concerned, because it's all, you know, false flag operations. That's what they've always been. But I had no idea about any of that kind of thing until I looked into 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what you're talking about is absolutely, you know, very important, and people have to learn these things, too. But I think the 9/11 really opens the doors to that. And as far as, you know, what's going to happen of it, I mean, I have no expectation whatsoever that there is going to be a new official inquiry into 9/11 on behalf of the U.S. government. I doubt that very much. You know, maybe if you get a Ron Paul in there, but, you know, I doubt it. But there is other means. There's other things going on that there's people calling for a war crimes tribunal. Into 9/11, you know, somewhere offshore, for instance. Mm-hmm. So those things are going forward and going. You know, people are looking into doing that, and yeah. even up here in Canada. I mean, there's another aspect to it for us up here, because we lost 24 of our citizens on that day, and there was no investigation whatsoever on behalf of our government before they, you know, about 3 or 4 days later, jumped on board with the war on terror. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we would like to see an investigation up here into that as well, and ask our own government, you know, what happened. Because obviously, you know, we've got the North American Union coming out of that as well.
Yeah.
And we're just as unhappy about it as you are. So.
Well, and let me, Wayne, maybe you have not done a very good job of explaining to people why I think the 9/11 issue. And, you know, I've heard this a lot from people, that they first became aware of what was going on. Evidently, it piques their interest to investigate it. Mm-hmm. They look at it and they figure, well, the government's either flat out lying about this, it was involved, or they just let it happen. And that is a good thing, that if it draws people to the trough in which to drink. But the problem I'm having is I've seen a varied mix of egos and a varied mix of people with their own agendas.
Oh, absolutely, I agree.
And the pool of people out there, you know, they call them 9/11 truthers. I would like to make patriots out of these people, but their ideological backgrounds, their political belief structures are, how should I say, somewhat lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can lead that horse to water and he can drink the magic water and all of a sudden he's fired up. Now, Wayne, you're an intelligent guy. You saw something was wrong. You took the time to start investigating it, and it opened up many, many doors for you. And for that, I am eternally grateful. But just on the 9/11 issue itself, to have people falling out in the street with signs and placards and bullhorns and whatever else, I don't see necessarily the importance behind it.
Yeah, and I don't even agree with that method whatsoever.
I think
it's just one of those things where we have to get out there as citizens and just be willing to open up our mouth and start talking to people, and, you know, on the street and wherever we happen to be, and not being shy about it, instead of putting on these big, huge protests which get no coverage, go nowhere, and get demonized, and result in things like this.
Yeah, and the only thing you get to see when you're watching, what is it, is Geraldo Rivera on Fox now? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get to see, is Alex Jones's backside as he's getting thrown in a police car.
Yeah.
And I
got to say, I mean, I love Alex. I've listened to him for years as well. Mm-hmm. Love his websites, great information and everything else. But there's just one thing where I disagree, and that's just in the methods of how we're going to get this exposed and how we're going to do something about it. Because I just don't think the confrontational approach is working. I think it's something that's been tried in the past with the peace movement, the anti-war movement.
Oh,
we've seen that for 40 years.
Yes.
And do we have peace?
No,
we don't.
No.
You know, we still have the military-industrial complex in charge. So it is a dismal failure, which means methods did not work.
Right.
And they want to take credit for stopping the Vietnam War. No, they didn't. You know, that was the soldiers themselves in Vietnam put an end to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to look at other ways, and just be the media ourselves. Of course, you know, listening to alternative media like this, like your station or your network, is awesome. But we have to get out and just talk to people on a friendly basis, and give them the opportunity to get their back up.
Wayne, you just hit. And Wayne, I've gone round and round with this subject for a number of years. I have, literally, I have no problem communicating to people, getting over ideas, changing their paradigm a little bit. And I can talk to anybody, and I don't care what their educational level is. I don't care what their economic status is. I don't care where it's at, what they're wearing, what they think, and who they think they are. I can always have a conversation with somebody and draw out of them what concerns them.
Right.
Once I find out what, you know, because, you know, what we have a penchant for doing, and for years I've referred to this as being the Patriot dump.
Yeah.
Here we got an armload of documentation. We got videos. We got DVDs. We're just all a flutter here, and we just want to dump this, and we want to get to as many people as humanly possible. Well, that is one approach. That's one that doesn't work because you don't know what flips that person's switch. You don't know what their interests are.
You can't bang people over the head with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's my opinion. I just don't see that as ever being, you know, workable. I mean, I don't like it when I walk into a store and I've got a salesman in my face right away trying to sell me something, or
you
people
and I
calling
both.
Me on the phone and trying to ram something down my throat either. So, you know, it's the same situation. And I will say, don't tell the truth, sell the truth.
Mm.
And the way you do that is you start, you know, building a rapport with people, start asking them a few simple questions, see where they are coming from. And, you know, did you know this? Did you know that? You know, I didn't know that.
Dwayne,
you know?
did you hear the guy Wednesday on the program that he called in and he got pulled over by a police officer and about a taillight? And before all said and done, they were discussing his bumper stickers and he was giving him opinions on things.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer got back in his car, issued him a warning ticket just to have the thing fixed, and he was on his way. That's the kind of exchange that we have to have. You got to take that acidic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And nobody got tased either.
That's right. Nobody got tased. Nobody got thrown into jail. And we had a happy cop driving down the street, which is actually thinking once again.
Hey, and that's exactly what we need. We don't want to, I guess I can say this word, piss off the cops that are out there, the military and the security people. You know, we need to get them on our side, and you don't do that by getting in their face and giving them a lot of stress.
That's what they're psychologically geared for.
Right.
I've got opposition here. I got opposition here. It's my job to quell it, kill it, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you speak to people nicely, non-confrontationally,
right.
And you talk to them as if they're human beings, maybe they're not even giving you the same due or respect. And that's another problem we have in this country is a lack of respect.
A lack of respect. Absolutely. I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Wayne, thank you. I appreciate it. How was your Thanksgiving Day there? I know it's probably not that big of a deal in Canada. But
actually, we celebrate our Thanksgiving in October.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was past.
It's past, but it's about a month ago. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, you have yourself a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate
your call.
John Onesti from New Mexico. Hello, John. Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You know, I wanted to call in to thank you for, I know Thanksgiving is over now, but I wanted to thank you for creating RBN and doing such a great job of recruiting such talented hosts. And I agree with you with about 95% of what you say. And I don't think you get enough calls to compliment you.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, like I said, I've already instructed my wife. When I die, you know what's going on my tombstone?
No.
It's going to read Juan Valdez, and it's going to say, there's nothing worse in this life than a bad cup of coffee. Because I don't even care if people even know where I'm buried. You know, because, I mean, it's not important. You know, we have so many stars out there. We have so many people that are doing so many good things. That I'm just a happy camper to be a part of it and be able to bring it forth.
Well, I'll say this also. I've advertised in other venues before I advertised with RBN, but I've never been treated better than by RBN and particularly Michael Powers. He's been great, and I'm saying that because I want people who are listening.
Oh, hey, by the way, thanks, John. I'll never be able to get this kid out of the building now. His head's about three times the size of the room.
Well, I tell the truth. And so I'm serious. And the reason I'm saying this is because if there are other people out there who have a business who are looking to advertise, I mean, I have not been treated better than by you guys. So just wanted to let you know that.
Well, and we appreciate you advertising on this. And, you know, we've been looking at the numbers. We've been talking with the advertisers. And we're coming up with a new program here, and all the talk show hosts on this network are going to be a part of it, and they're going to go on a rotational live read for our advertisers. Because, John, I don't think a lot of people understand. You know, you're not a rich man. You probably don't have really deep pockets. You know, you're a small business, and you're doing whatever you can out there to earn your daily bread. But I don't think a lot of people really think about this when they listen to the network. I mean, they're so used to commercialized everything. And I don't care if you tune to radio, television. I mean, you even go into movie theaters now and you get advertisements even before. And the Coca-Cola is big in the movie theaters. You have to sit there, and they're pretty good commercials, I guess. But it used to be you'd walk into a movie theater and you would see cartoons before a movie. Now you're getting commercials. So I think we're kind of burnt out on the commercial aspect of this, but this is not a regular commercial outfit per se, and we don't charge $10,000 for ad contracts. But I think a lot of people are not thinking, because they're so used to, as I said, that commercialization of everything. That's how these people, that's how Fox News, that's how CNN, that's how radio programs, Rush Limbaugh, I don't care who it is, they survive by their advertising dollars. And I think people take, they kind of take advantage of the situation, because they just figure, oh, there's advertisers up there. Oh, that's good. You know, good. I'm glad to see them have advertisers. But how many of them are actually calling up those advertisers and ordering their products? Now, I do know, folks, I'm not insensitive and I don't live in a bubble. I do know that money is getting tighter and tighter out there. But when, you know, listen, we put the survey up on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and we want to know from the listeners out there what products that that we have that you like, or products you would like to see. What we're doing is, it's a three-link chain: network, advertisers, listeners. You take one of those out of the equation, the chain breaks. And we're trying to impress upon the listeners out there that none of this stuff is free. You know, I spend upwards of $500,000 a year running this network, and how we have to do it is we get advertisers, John, like yourself. You know, we have Republic Trading Group, and gold and silver sales have not been spectacular over the last year. And, you know, we sell products here at the network, aeronizers and Berkey water filtrations and books and DVDs and that stuff. But that's not a big moneymaker. The majority of the funds necessary to keep this network functioning comes from you guys, the advertisers. So you people out there listening, we got an advertiser right here on the air. And John, I didn't call you to come up on the show, but you must have been reading my mind, because I was going to talk about this today. But
the other thing was, yesterday when I was watching those lousy football games, I was thinking that you're a good recruiter, because the hosts that you have are just all-stars, in my opinion. And I know you can't control when somebody dies. I know it was sad when Jack Otto died, and yeah. I told you that he was a big influence on me to advertise with RBN. But the ones that you have, you've got to try to keep what you have.
That's right.
And keep recruiting good ones, and do what you can. And if I can come up with some other suggestions, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, I appreciate that greatly, John. I really do. And I thank you for your call, sir.
Thanks again.
All righty. Okay. All right. John Onesti, Onesti Advisors. He's one of the people that are on this network, folks. And I'm telling you what. You know, there's probably stuff that you've already purchased out there that is a duplication of the product and or service we offer on this network. Why aren't you shopping with us? Why are you not buying the product? I mean, one guy, we're giving free stuff away. Michael, Mike Powers, come on in here if you would for a minute. Now that John Onesti pumped his head up, I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to get his head through the door here. Is he coming down the hallway? Where is he? No, get in here. Come on, come on, come on. All right. Grab that microphone. No, the other microphone. Yeah, which one works? Just talk into both of them. Put some headphones on. All right. Now, you heard what John Onesti had to say. Did you hear what he had to say? You can't hear anything. Now, is that why you never listen to me? Oh, try the other headphones. Try those. All right. We got to have something turned up here. Can you hear me now? Can't hear a thing. Okay. Let me start cranking up knobs here. Can you hear that? Nothing. Is that even plugged in? Follow the end of that. Is it plugged in?
Mm-hmm.
It is plugged in. Okay. Is it plugged in here? Oh, there it is. Can you hear now? Can't hear a thing. Nothing. Well, I can hear the feedback. Quit cranking in there. Hold on. All right. Why can't you hear anything? Can you hear now? Try the other... Mr. Engineer. There you go. All right. And I asked them a question, is it plugged in? Oh, yeah, it's plugged in. Can you hear now? I sound like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? All right, you can hear now. Now, which mic is hot over there? And Mr. Engineer, on your way out this weekend in your shopping travels? Okay, which one's hot? Try that one. I can already hear it. Now, Mr. Engineer, on your travels this weekend... Do me a favor, give me another mic cord there. All right, we're plugged in. And we're now at break. All right. Boy, this is a tough Friday, I'm telling you. Hang on, folks, we'll take the break back on the other side. And I'm going to get to the history of the House of Rothschild. You want to know what's strangling this country right now? It's the bankers, our loving friends with the open checkbook. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you hear what John Onesti had to say?
Sort of.
Well, you need to put the microphone in front of your face. I know you're not a radio guy, but that helps. Yeah, sort of. Well, he simply said that when he deals with Republic Broadcasting, that it is a pleasurable experience because of you. And my comment was, I won't be able to get the kid out of the building because his head is three times bigger than the room he's sitting in. But at any rate... That's what we try to do, is to do follow-ups with advertisers and to make sure that they're getting their desired results. And quite frankly, you presented this problem to me a couple of weeks ago, and we've been talking about this, and we're coming up. You put together a product survey and all that stuff. And they need to understand, and since you handle my advertising here, they need to understand what you do as a person signing up people for ad contracts for this network. I mean, they need support, right?
Yes.
You want to give me one-liners here? You could have done that through the window with Post-it notes. Okay. But no, I mean, I likened it through to a chain, a three-link chain. We got the network, we got the advertisers, we got the listening audience. You remove one of those three things, well, obviously, if you remove the network, there goes the audience. But as well, I think people aren't really thinking about this, and they're just taking it for granted. Oh, they're commercials, they hear commercials, and they hear different commercials. Oh, well, they must be doing pretty well. Well, that's not the case. We have had as many advertisers drop that stay with us.
Yes.
And why is that?
No support. You know, we're trying to find companies out there that the listeners will want to buy and purchase products and services. You know, so far we haven't found the right ones, apparently, so we're doing the product survey. That way you could put your voice into it, you know. Just that way it's not a regular ad that you hear on day-to-day. It's something that you chose, you want there, and that's what we're going to provide you.
All right. And how do they take this survey?
All they have to do is click the banner at the top of the website on republicbroadcasting.org. And from there, there's just a bunch of questions, different products listed, services listed. Just choose which ones you like.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones you don't like, don't click anything. Take the survey. It goes through.
And how many people to date have taken this survey on this network?
24.
24 people. Well, geez, that's amazing. That's fantastic. 24 people.
Almost a staff size. Yeah.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. All right. Well, folks, I think we know the solution of this problem. You need to support the network. You need to support its advertisers. And I'll tell you what, the majority of them have toll-free numbers, do they not?
Yes. Most of them got free products.
And now this is what I really don't understand. There's the gas additive guy. Now, mm-hmm. We had a screw-up with this, and he gave us the wrong number. He gave us the wrong number, and we put that in the ad. Well, we since changed it. But one day he got about 35, 40 calls,
mm-hmm.
because I mentioned it on air. But until I mentioned it and asked people, you know, and he's giving away a free product. And if you don't like the product, he even reimburses you for the shipping and handling on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I find that fantastic, that the only way, and the ads were running on the network, and he wasn't getting any calls. It wasn't until I mentioned it that he got some calls.
That's correct.
Now, folks, I want to spend a few more minutes with you, if you please, Michael. After the top of the hour break, we'll spend a couple more minutes on this, because I really want the audience to understand how important these advertisers are. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 23rd of November, folks. We'll be right back.